Ladies and gentlemen, we're in business with Dudley Grosvenor.
How do you do? Well, here I am again, ladies and gentlemen. I must admit that life has been confused and meaningless. Mr. Worth and me still at Miss Boot's repulsive boarding house. As a matter of fact, we did make an attempt to shake the dust of the place off our feet. But alas, owing to an... I'll tell you exactly what happened. Mr. Worth, quiet.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
One squeak from that loose floorboard and Miss Boot will be down on us like a ton of bricks. Right, on your toes now. We've only the hall to negotiate and we're out.
Yes. Mr. Grosvenor, I'm getting tired of this furtive existence. Why don't we just pay the rent?
That would create a dangerous precedent, Mr. Worth. We mustn't let the property-owning classes get above themselves. Fortunately, the Major's book on military strategy should see us through.
Yes, the Major. I wish the Major had never loaned you that book. We spent the last 3 weeks taking evasive action against Miss Boot.
Silence, you insubordinate dog, if you pardon the expression. In the event of capture, don't give away the position of your unit, because I'm it. No.
Oh, dear, the dining room door's open. Now, how do we get past it?
This potted plant is the answer. Now, conceal yourself behind the foliage and nip past. Yes, she'll never see you behind the aspidistra. Right.
Going somewhere, Mr. Grosvenor?
Blow me, she is the aspidistra.
Yes, Mr. Grosvenor, I've read that book on military strategy, too.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise, Miss Booth.
Yes,
we've been looking for you everywhere.
Look, I'm an easygoing woman, Mr. Grosvenor.
Yeah.
But the stars have been a tinsy bit ominous just lately. They indicate clearly that your rent is 3 weeks overdue.
Well, that's a regrettable oversight due to pressure of business. Please accept this cheque. I have it made out already. Just take this to my bank and they'll cash it.
What is your bank?
The Provincial Bank of Gulistan.
No, I'm sorry, but this won't do, Mr. Grosvenor. You and Mr. Worth owe me 3 weeks' rent, and that's not counting extras.
Extras? What extras, Mr.?
Well, you get first call on the bathwater after I've done the stairs, don't you?
Yes, that's quite true. Yes, we do.
Then there's the soup at meal times. It all comes under the one heading.
I've always suspected the relationship ever since I found those soap flakes in my minestrone.
Those was grated cheese.
Ah, morning, Miss Boot.
Oh, good morning, Major.
Good morning. Miss Boot, I wish to broach a delicate matter. Do you think that this month I could possibly...
Oh, yes, Major, of course. Oh, gracious, I quite understand. My goodness me, you can pay your rent when you've got the money.
Eh?
Thank you, madam, thank you. I'm most grateful. I'll just go and see if the post has been delivered yet.
Well, why this favouritism, Miss Boot? Why is he allowed to be in arrears?
Well, for one thing, we share the same stars, Taurus the bull, only he's nearer the yawns than I am. Besides, he always needs a bit of spare cash this time of year. You see, his regimental dinner comes up just about now, and it costs quite a bit.
Miss Boot, your charitable action has raised you in my estimation. To me now, you are merely despicable.
Oh, it's just my dear, kindly old landlady's heart. I will do it, you know. I regard it as a sort of friendly loan. I mean, goodness gracious, if we can't help one another... Oh, brast, my slide rule's jammed. What's the compound interest on £2.10 at 68 1/3%?
Well, now, if this was in Gulistan currency, it would, of course, be child's play. That is, if you were a Gulistanian child.
Yeah. I'm afraid I can't help you. I'm no good at figures. In fact, I find it a bit difficult to tell the time.
It's time you was having your delicious breakfast. You boys know my rule about breakfast being from 7 till 7.10. Well, you've got 2 minutes left. So, Scarper, buzz off. You'll find your porridge on the table.
Yeah, we'll find it. We've got our magnifying glasses.
Oh, you cheat.
Come on, Mr. Worth, now. Oof, dear. Oh, it's cold.
Yes, what a picture. It looked like a winter landscape. the blackened stumps of the toast silhouetted against the grey of the tablecloth, and here and there a muffled figure of an egg in its cosy.
Yeah, and by the feel of it, Jack Frost has laid his icy hand upon the teapot. Hello, Major. You're too late for breakfast, lucky devil.
Oh, I'm too excited to eat. I've been waiting for this for some time, you know.
Oh, if you don't mind my asking, what's the letter about?
It's in connection with the regimental dinner. We always have one at this time of year. I wouldn't miss it for worlds. Frankly, I'm a lonely man, and I like to talk about old times with people who knew them, you know.
Indeed, it is most pleasant to reminisce with one's comrades in uniform.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Of course, a chap's got to keep up a certain style at this sort of function. That's why I've been making all kinds of little economies, you know.
Yes, I noticed you were only taking one teaspoonful of curry powder in your tea.
Well, now, if you'll excuse me, I must read my letter.
Yeah, what did you say?
From the caterers, Bon Appetit Limited.
Yeah.
I've been asked to organise the entire function this year. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that you handle the ticket money for the entire regiment?
Yes, yes, yes. It's quite an honour, you know.
Major, it's more than an honour. It's an opportunity.
Yes, I don't understand you, Governor. You know, it's dash good show, you know. All this at 3 guineas a head. Good heavens.
Guineas.
I say, there must be some mistake.
Major, you've gone pale. The blood's drained right out of your nose.
I'm ruined. Ruined.
Let me see the letter. I couldn't quite read it when you had it upside down. Dear sir, we are pleased to inform you that this year we will be able to keep our charges at 5 guineas per head. You said it was only 3.
I see it all now. My predecessor, Colonel Hinckley, was a man of considerable means. Obviously, he only charged us 3 guineas each and made up the rest himself. Must have cost him pounds, yes.
What a brave, unselfish, noble, stupid gesture.
Alas, he is no longer with us. Yes, I'm afraid I couldn't possibly make up the deficit even if I sold my most valued possession. A lock of hair from Kitchener's moustache. No, I must face it. I'm ruined.
Oh, this is terrible. What will you do now, Major?
There is only one honorable course open to an officer and a gentleman. Fortunately, I still have my old surface revolver.
No, Major.
I'm going to my room. When you hear the first cuckoo, perhaps you would be kind enough to let the Times know on my behalf.
Mr. Grosvenor, do something.
Don't be hasty, Major. Let me see that letter from the caterers. I may be able to do something. What do they give you at these functions? Soup, fish, main course, sweet and savoury?
Yes, it's quite reasonable. It's just that I don't have the money.
Major, I think I could get it done for 3 guineas.
You could? Dear fellow, if you could, you would win my undying gratitude.
Mr. Grosvenor, you don't know what you're saying.
I have a certain flair for negotiation, Mr. Worth.
Yes.
Major, I guarantee you'll have your dinner for 3 guineas a head.
Oh, you've made me the happiest man in the regiment.
You're getting emotional, Major. Go and lie down for a while.
How can I ever thank you? I'll tell the chaps.
Mr. Grosvenor, what have you let yourself in for?
Come now, Mr. Worth, you're losing faith in the maestro. A few words from me and Bon Appetit Limited will be pleading on their bended to feed the Major's regiment at 3 guineas a head. Now, here's a letter. What's their phone number? Oh, here we are. I'll give them a ring.
I don't think you'll swing it, Mr. Grosvenor. A firm like that doesn't change its prices for anyone or anything.
Leave it to the maestro.
All right.
Hello? Bon Appetit Limited. Palate ticklers to the nobility and gentry.
Oh, hello. I'd like to speak to Mr. Appetit.
I beg your pardon.
The man in charge, yeah.
That is I. What is your pleasure?
I haven't time to discuss my personal life. Interesting, though it may be. No, now, please. I'm phoning about a regimental dinner. What's the name of the Major's regiment?
It's a Raffordshire's. Boney's Own.
Boney's Own?
Boney's Own. Apparently, they didn't do too well at Waterloo. They turned... they turned up after Blücher.
Hello? Are you there?
Hello, excuse me. An urgent military matter needed my attention. Now, I'm phoning about the annual reunion of the Raffordshire Regiment.
Oh, yes. Their dinner is next Wednesday.
Not at these prices, it isn't. 5 guineas for the rubbish you serve up is dead cheeky. 3/4 of the regiment had the main poisoning after last year's knees up.
I beg your pardon?
Unless you lower the price to 3 guineas a head this year, I shall expose you in the good food guide. Frankly, mate, it is a diabolical liberty.
Who is that speaking?
This is the Commander-in-Chief, Sir Branston Purblight.
Well, Sir Branston, if that really is your name, let me tell you that Bon Appetit Limited can't be spoken to like that. Far from reducing the price, let me assure you that the Radfordshire Regiment won't get so much as a cheese finger from us in future. In short, I'm cancelling your reservation. Good day.
Well, Maestro?
Well, I think I'm getting a bit rusty.
Hasn't he reduced the price?
No, he's cancelled the dinner.
Cancelled? Cancelled the dinner? The Major will be heartbroken.
Well, we're not beaten yet. I'll organise it myself and make a few bob on the side. Now, look, what is the first requirement of a good dinner?
Food.
Precisely. You're on form, I can tell that. Now, where can I get a job lot of food cheap? I know. Oh, yes, an old wartime acquaintance. Sid, oh, it's all flooding back to me now. He's the man. He's got the warehouse full of stuff. Come on, we're going to pay him a visit.
Yeah, yes, but will he be able to supply a whole regiment?
He should be able to. All the food he sells is army surplus.
Mr. Grosvenor, how much further do we have to walk?
Well, it can't be far. I'll know it when I see it. I know it's somewhere in southeast London.
Are you sure this isn't Southeast Asia? I've seen nothing but Chinese people for the last 10 minutes. There's one now. I wonder if he knows where Sid's warehouse is.
Well, it's hard to say. The Chinese are very inscrutable people, you know. You could never tell from his face offhand if he knows where Sid's place is or not. I'll ask him.
Yes, go on.
Excuse me, please. You know Sid's warehouse? Big place, plenty fine food, really nice chop chop.
Oh, gracious, another foreigner. What on earth is your friend saying?
Well, we wondered if you could direct us to Sid's warehouse.
Of course. You're standing right outside.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much. Yes.
It's a pleasure. Mm. And I do hope your friend enjoys his stay in our country. Uh-huh. Chop chop.
He was a bit too inscrutable for my taste. Let's go into Sid's.
Oh, dear, it's very dark in here. I'll strike a match, the feel it. Good heavens, look, it's filthy. Look at all those cobwebs. Well, this is a fine atmosphere in which to carry on a catering business, I must say.
Well, I never said Sid was house proud.
Look at those stacks of tinned food.
I wonder where Sid is. Sid!
Oh, don't shout. You'll start an avalanche of tins.
I think you're right. Sid!
Yes, who is it?
It's me, Dudley Grosvenor.
Is it? Why, so it is.
Dudley, you old ruffian!
Oh, Sid, you old scoundrel!
You rogue!
You villain!
It's like the last days of Pompeii. I'll have to dig them out. Mr. Grosvenor, Mr. Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. Give me a hand with Sid. There you are. Right.
They're always doing that. I'll put the light on. There. Oh, it's good to see you again, Dudley boy. Where have you been hiding yourself? I haven't seen you since the war. They were exciting times, weren't they? We carried on regardless, even though they were exploding all round, eh?
Exploding all right. German bomb?
No, tins of rabbit loaf.
Rabbit loaf?
Yes, somehow when a rabbit gets itself into a tin, it becomes unexpectedly volatile.
Yes, very likely. Now, let's get to the point. Sid,
yeah?
We want a quantity of food for a regimental dinner. Can you supply it?
Certainly, oh. Certainly, yes, yes. I believe I can supply the basic requirements of a slap-up meal, providing you base the menu on a rabbit loaf.
Rabbit? Look, I think we'd better look elsewhere for supplies, don't you?
No, you won't get a cheaper or better banquet than you will from me, mate.
Of course we won't. You should supply every need. Now then, look, the menu.
Well, what do you want to start with?
Well, I think a good consomme is the thing. Have you any tins of that?
No, but I've got a good Polish malakatoni.
Yeah, well, with lashings of hot water, it'll pass as consomme.
Well, possibly, yes. Could I taste some?
Here. Dudley, your mate's not a spy from the Ministry of Health, is he?
No, he's just a sucker for punishment.
Well, can't you take the Malacatorne on fast?
No, no, we can't. I think we should sample it, don't you, Mr. Grosvenor?
Well, maybe I am a bit peckish.
Well, it's your inside, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Well, here's a tin. At least I think it is. The label's come off. I'll open it. Here we are. Ah, there's goodness for you. Dip in.
Yeah. This isn't soup. It's fruit salad.
Here, let me. No, no, it isn't fruit salad. It's stewed steak and onions.
No, you're both wrong. It's sardines. Look, here's a bone.
Sardines? Ah, never.
I still say it's fruit salad.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. There's a label on the ground.
Well, what does it say?
Car seal impregnated wadding.
Well, we'll have some.
Mr. Grosvenor, have you gone raving mad?
Now, at these regimental dinners, nobody pays any attention to the food anyway. It's all, hello, Charlie boy, haven't seen you since Alamein. Have one on me, Changai, as we used to say in Burma. Seen Al Crusher lately? He's got 7 kids now and his own window cleaning business. How's the wife and mine? I had to buy a new coat to persuade her to let me come tonight. Oh, here he comes, good old Monty, hooray! Then it's 3 choruses of Lily Marlene, home in a taxi with 6 others and wins for a week.
Yes. Well, be that as it may, but we are not serving the Major's regiment with impregnated wadding.
Well, it's better than the Malacatorne. If I can give you a tip, stick to the rabbit loaf. Much better.
By the way, Mr. Worth, how many are we catering for?
Oh, yes, I forgot to ask. But after all, one regiment is much like another, I suppose.
Yes, well, we can work it out mathematically. Now, there's a CO, yes. Then there's...
Now, look, look. Yes. There's a much simpler way. Now, in the saloon bar of the pub across the road, there's a picture of the Lord Mayor of London giving a farewell dinner to the 14th Banff Light Infantry in 1872.
Good. Oh, everything's clicking into place. We'll count the number of people in the picture, subtract the Lord Mayor of London, and there we are.
Well, it seems a bit rough and ready, but time is pressing. Come on, let's go over to the pub.
Well, Sid, it's been grand reminiscing.
It certainly has, eh? Let's have another drink.
Yeah, good idea. Mr. Worth, your call, I believe.
Just a moment. I'm just finishing counting the Banff Light Infantry. 578, 579. Oh, no. He's a waiter. No. 580. What did you say, Mr. Grosvenor?
I said, it's your turn to buy a round. 2 bitters. Barman, this man over here, sporting gentleman in the bowler hat.
All right, yeah, I must remember. 580. 2 bitters.
582 bitters? Who are you expecting? A 14th Banff Life Infantry?
No, no, no. Just 2 bitters. And have you such a thing as a pencil and paper?
Not bottled, no.
No, I need them to write down the number for the dinner.
Is your calculation correct, Mr. Worth?
Well, I think so, yes. I think, although I may have counted the boar's head, I'm not sure.
Good, well, we'll base our calculations on 600, and if anybody brings a boar's head with them, well, that's their problem.
Now, we still haven't decided on the menu, have we?
Well, no. They'll start with a soup. Now, that's settled.
Yes, but what about the main course?
Lapin roti.
Lapin roti? Roast rabbit?
Ooh, right, first time, yes.
He's good, isn't he?
Yes.
I don't see their taste buds opening to that. I don't really.
Well, I don't know. Roast rabbit loaf with a hint of tin plate should set the tables agog with conjecture.
Then to round the meal off, I would suggest bunny trifle.
No, they will never stand for it.
We'll give them plenty of wine and they'll never notice.
Ah, wine. There I can help again.
No, no, not rabbit wine.
No, no, no. Silly lad, isn't he? No, no. I've got a good Amontillado sherry made in Japan.
Is it good?
Well, it ought to be good. It's sent in a bottle.
Well, tell me, how much is all this going to cost us?
Well, I'll do the lot. Wine and food for £200. And I'll throw in the paper at 3.
£200 for that load? That's utter fraud, isn't it, Mr.
Goldman? I'm speechless with admiration for your sheer effrontery. But we're old friends, Sid. Now, couldn't you do it for less? I mean, say, 150 quid?
Well, for 150 quid, I couldn't do rabbit loaf.
I shudder. I really shudder to think of the alternative. Now, come on, Mr. Grosvenor. We'll show a big enough profit and we've got other things to arrange.
Mr. Grosvenor, how's the preparations going?
Well, we've got the food and drink, and that's the main thing. But I must confess, Miss Boot, that for once I've reached a circumlocution.
No.
Yes, I have. I've been trying for a whole week, but there just isn't a suitable hall to be had. And the dinner's tomorrow night.
Oh. Yeah, this is disaster, Mr. Grosvenor.
I know.
The Major will be heartbroken if we don't find him somewhere to hold the dinner. After all, we can't have the regiment filing into his bedroom in shifts.
Well, as it's for the Major, bless him, I'll see what I can do. Shall I?
Oh, how unexpectedly human.
Very kind.
Thanks very much. You're very kind.
That's tomorrow night, you said. Yes. Well, as it so happens, that's the night they hold the monthly meeting of the Paddington Horoscope and Celestial Bodies, Our Future in the Stars Club, of which I'm a member. We have a big hall where we meet and an anteroom where we have tea and readings.
Readings? What do you read?
Oh, tea leaves, of course. Don't show your ignorance.
I'm sorry.
Now, if I can only persuade the girls to postpone the meeting, you can have the hall for the Major's dinner. I'll get on to our Lady Chairman.
Oh, Miss Boot, you have a heart as large as Dartmoor. Do you think you can fix it?
Well, I can't promise anything, mind. But I'll try. I'll turn on the old charm.
That doesn't do it.
Hello? Hello, is that you, Hilda? This is Jubilee speaking, dear. Jubilee Boot. Listen, I'm phoning about the club meeting tomorrow night. Well, now listen, dear, before you go on, I've had bad news. From what I can read in the stars, the celestial bodies are dead against it. Oh, yes, my dear, they are. Taurus the Bull's absolutely vivid. And the heavenly twins are making ugly gestures towards Capricorn. Well, I don't know. You know my opinion, dear. If we hold that meeting tomorrow night, we'll be in for fire, flood and a lightning raid from the Anti-Gambling League. Well, we will. And not only that, but Saturn and Uranus are in conjunction, and you know when that happens, old Mrs. Blackett has one of her turns. Oh, no. Well, fire and flood we can cope with. Exactly. But old Mrs. Blackett in one of her turns would be a bit too much. Well, yes, well, we don't want a repetition of that, do we? Oh, I'm so glad you agree, dear. Well, I think we're being wise. So will you tell the girlies then that the meeting's postponed till Friday week? Well, bye-bye, darling. Be good. There you are, Mr. Grosvenor. You've got your hall.
Oh, good. Now then.
Oh, well, don't try and thank me.
Oh, you'll get your reward later. Much later. Now, I'll get on to Sid straight away and give him the good news.
Ah, the Major's regiment will have their dinner after all. Yeah.
Laid out in the main hall. It looks very tempting, I will say.
Doesn't it, Miss Boot? It does. All the drinks here in the anteroom. Shouldn't be long before the first guests arrive. And, Mr. Worth, when they do,
yes,
you'll afford me a great personal favour if you will refrain from muttering half a league, half a league, half a league onwards into the Valley of Death Road, the 600. There is no need to anticipate the rabbit loaf. Oh, yeah, the first of the guests, they're here.
Hello there.
Hello, my dear fellow. I got your message about the change of plan. May I introduce my two companions, Colonel Stukely and Captain Fitztrumpet?
It's a nice little room, this. Don't you think so, Fitztrumpet?
Rather. It's better than last year, if you ask me.
But where's the dinner table?
Oh, that's in the next room.
Another room? Oh, my word. You're doing us proud. Yeah.
How about a drink? It's got an unusual flavour. I do hope you'll like it.
A chin-chin? Hey, by Jove, this is a drop of good stuff. Don't you think so, Fitztrumpet?
Rather. Better than last year, if you ask me.
And this gentleman is Miss Boot. I mean, this gentleman is Miss Boot. She's in charge of the dinner preparations.
Hello there, boy.
Charming, charming.
Better than last year, if you ask me.
Be quiet, Fitztrumpet. Remember, you're the junior officer here, will you?
Another drink, gentlemen.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was in Peshawar in 03? And I had this Adobe Waller. He's a fine chap. He's a nephew of Gungadin. What a lark. He ran off with the mim sob.
Mr. Grosvenor, they've been here for half an hour. The dinner will be ruined. Can't you have a word with the Major?
Yeah, good idea. Leave it to me. Mage, did all of the regiment know of the change of address?
Oh, yes, we all knew, yes.
Then when are you expecting the others to arrive?
Others? What others?
The other 597 we catered for.
I don't think I understand.
You know, the rest of the regiment.
But we are the regiment.
I hope I don't quite follow you.
We three are the only ones left, the last survivors. We three have kept the tradition going for many years now.
We've done all this for you three. Well, gentlemen, loosen your belts. You've got rather a lot of rabbit loaf to get through.
You've been listening to We're in Business with Peter Jones as Dudley Grosvenor and Harry Worth as his partner in crime. The part of Miss Jubilee Boot was played by Irene Handel, and other parts were played by Dick Emery and Frederick Treves. The script was written by Barry Took, Marty Feldman, and Peter Jones, and the program was produced by Charles Maxwell.
That program was presented by the BBC.